timeline. Travel said he's got that. Mr. Grist? That would be item 16 on the agenda. 15, I'm sorry, 15.
Good afternoon, sir. We'll walk through this fairly quickly. Last meeting, the commission asked us to detail specific steps that we would look at and what type of logistics would be needed in implementing the crab pot tagging system that is currently being planned for the 2009 season. We're just going to walk through it. We've got about a two-year timeline that we're going to go through, heavy on the front end especially because a lot of work has to get done on the front end. Basically, coming up in June, we'll start meeting back with the Crab Management Advisory Committee, start talking about a tag plan. We'll talk about everything from types of tags and how much they cost, who is going to actually cover those costs, whether it be VOMRC, the harvester, or a combination of both, the allocation of them, what we would do. Let's say right now it's striped bass fishery. We have to actually allocate extra tags on top of what they are normally get allotted, something of that nature for crab pots. They're going to have some buoys. They're going to get lost, cut free or something, allocate a few extra tags. So we're going to have discussions about that. Replacement rules, you know, if you come back and you say, well, I've got 50 pots missing, the tags are with them, well, you're going to have to file with us as far as paperwork to be sure that, you know, what we're replacing has actually been truly lost. Use of the tags, you know, where they have to be placed on the buoy, how they have to be attached, things of that nature. Program management costs overall, this is going to be an additional program for the division, for the agency. There are going to be some costs involved in trying to manage it. We are going to start this with current staff, but we will need some additional staff to keep it going in the future year, especially in the full-blown measure as it's going to be designed, which we'll get into. And we're also going to be talking about database design now, because we'll have to create another database for this, similar to striped bass, but a lot bigger. Effort reduction will also be incorporated. We'll talk to the committee about that starting in June. Looking at a time period of 2000 through 2007, we will look at different ways that you can place out who may be a full-time harvester and not in crabs. You know, what, how can you look at latent effort in that time period? How would it be a qualifier? So we're going to talk with the committee about all those items. Again, this is June. We're going to start heavy right up front. We want to base the harvest activity basically on pot and on times or some type of overall harvest metric. And then the first-year tag transfer plan, again, we're going to implement something for 09, possibly upon the approval of this commission later this year, that will be a brand-new program with current staff. Current staff, I will assure you, is not lacking in responsibilities right now. So it would be with the idea of a limited transfer period for the first year with expansion in the second year, 2010, with extra FTEs, full-time employees and such, helping out with the program. Starting in July, we'll continue the blue crab discussion with the committee. We'll also be talking with General Services because we'll have to start notifying General Services at that point about tag designs, getting bid process started. That process takes over 90 days just to get that part of it done. If we're going to implement March 17, 2009, a program, we've got to get through a bid process and a purchasing process, which is going to be over 6 months for the initial year. So we have to start pretty quickly on this. Also submit some budget amendments to Richmond for the assembly to approve, including material cost, mailing, some issues about facilities, because we're going to need some more storage space for some of these items. And also we're going to need two full-times be added to staff to help implement this program in its full design for 2010. Starting in August, staff is going to go with the final version of the tagging plan effort reduction to the committee, trying to get it ready for the commission. Also, the Crab Committee is going to keep talking about other items, such as the tributary sanctuaries that have come up in discussions, wildline peeler crab protections, peeler pots, placement of call rings, and also phase two of the use of agents. That phase two is, this year it was limited down to You could sit there and set up an agent with another waterman who didn't have a crab license. There has been discussion on the committee of actually doing with agency completely, except for medical hardships. That's going to be a continued discussion with the committee. So September, you'd have staff coming back to you requesting a public hearing on what has been decided between staff and the committee. We'll also be trial testing by that time our new database and also looking at procurement procedures and things such as storage space and equipment. October is a key month for this timeline. That was when we would propose holding the public hearing on any regulation amendments needed for pot tagging, latent effort controls, and the first-year tag and effort transfer plan. If you pass the measures, we'll move forward. If not, we'll stop right there, because we just cannot meet a March 17th deadline in 2009 without action in October. Come November, if you have passed it, we'll actually put an order out there for the actual tags to get them developed, have them here by January or February. Of course, December and January is a fun time for staff. That's when we're processing striped bass, closing out 1 year, getting ready for the next year. On top of that, the same staff and some additional will be working on this system. So we're going to double up and try and handle two distribution systems at once. The crab one will be twice to three times the size of striped bass as a minimum. Hopefully by February, we'll have received tags, organized them. We have all the licenses printed out and begin distributing tags. Our goal is to have all the tags out to the watermen who are in the crabbing fishery 2 to 3 weeks prior to March 17th. So have some time to have the tags and start attaching them to their buoys and be ready for the start of the season. That is the goal. Then in April, we'll be back here. We'll be talking to you about the winter dredge survey. Stock status will be available at that time. We'll be also consulting again with the committee at that point about the effect of the 08 regulations. As has been mentioned in previous meetings, additional regs may be proposed at this time if the stock status looks worse than it is right now. That will also be the 1 month that we'll be proposing, talking to committee about, allow for pot tag transfers, temporary and permanent. Again, more details on this will have to be worked out with the committee, but that's just a general timeline at this point. Over the summer next year, we'll be reporting back to this commission about the status of the program, the future timeline involving the expansion of the program, both pot tags and effort transfers. And with some hope, the General Assembly will provide us the budget for two FTEs and administration of a full transferable effort program. August, we'll start talking with the committee again about expanding the transfer program for 2010 and also be advertising for new staff members. Late next year, we'll keep talking with the committee. We may need two or three meetings. It's hard to say at this point. Hopefully have the new staff on board by October, be training them in all the procedures, and also go ahead and be ordering the tags for the 2010 season and keep moving right along here. By November, we'll come to the commission and request a public hearing for January, talking about a final design for the transferable program in 2010. On January, also have the public hearing at that point for the final design. And then February, March will be a repeat of the 09. We basically staff would process everything, get them ready, get them out there 2 to 3 weeks in advance of March 17, 2010, and we'll start process over with a almost year-round transferability at this point. So with that being said, that's the timelines being proposed.
Any questions of Mr. Grist? Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
If you could give Mr. Grist a couple minutes just to fill us in on what they did at the drum tournament in Cape Charles and the participation. I think it would be interesting.
Love to. Joe?
Sir, Holland asked earlier about this. Just real briefly, I'll just bring this up on the screen. It's better to look at pictures than have to listen to me. Here we go. Indicative of the Eastern Shore, the black drum. Real quick, staff did participate again in the 08 World Championship for black drum held at Cape Charles out of Bay Creek Marina. The first place fish this year was only 79 pounds. It was 81 pounds last year, so we didn't even get a citation fish to win it, but there have been plenty of citation fish caught this year, we can assure you. 64 black drum were actually donated through the tournament to staff to work up. We did length, weight, sex, and we have collected the otoliths to do the aging work in the next few months. You may remember an update from last year where in the first top three fish ranged from 81 pounds to 77 pounds but had an age difference of over 20 years. So it is a possibility we could see another 64-year-old fish this year or a whole bunch of fish in the 40s. So we'll soon know that in the next few months. There are a great increase from last year. We had 19 of our fish donated actually to the Eastern Shore Food Bank that represents over 1,200 pounds. So another benefit of this tournament. Finally, a conservation division was started this year. It is sponsored by, actually, VMRC. for members who are part of our game fish tagging program. So we had a couple members register their catches through the tournament itself, and the top team tagged 8 black drum during the 2-day tournament. So that was a big bonus for the game fish tagging program. It is the hope that we can expand that further next year, but we'll work that out with Dr. Lucy and Lewis Gillingham on those issues, see what we can work out. That's it.
Thank you, Joe.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank staff for the work involved in putting together that timeline. Last month we requested that for this month, and a lot has gone into this. A lot had already gone into the process in terms of doing some comparative analysis of other pot tagging programs used in other states. And this reflects that. They've also gone out of their way to make sure that we can accommodate some sort of transfer mechanism in the 2009 season, which is really a critical component of the thing in terms of ensuring the economic viability of individuals.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Roberts.